This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia Wednesday for a summit with President Vladimir Putin. Dmitry Trenin, director of the Carnegie Moscow Center, says Putin will use the summit to elevate his influence on Korean matters.
Russia wants to essentially send a message, not just to Washington and to a degree to Beijing, but also to Seoul, that it is an important player and Russia should be factored in when Korean issues are discussed.
At Thursday's summit, Kim is expected to push Putin for economic aid, specifically relief from international sanctions that remain in place after nuclear talks with the United States broke down. Kim's high-stakes nuclear summit with President Trump ended without any agreement because of disputes over U.S.-led sanctions on the North. Sri Lanka's defense secretary said Wednesday the death toll from the Easter suicide bombings has risen to 359 and more suspects were arrested overnight, bringing the total to 58 people in custody. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility and released images that purported to show seven bombers who blew themselves up at three churches and three hotels Sunday. The worst violence this South Asian island nation has seen since its civil war ended a decade ago. And protesters in Sudan are increasing their call for military leaders to give way to a civilian governing council following last week's ouster of Omar al-Bashir, who had served as president for more than 30 years. Protesters want to move to a civilian government within 3 months. They broke off talks with the military council on Sunday, accusing it of being part of a Bashir regime. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The White House says two senior economic officials will travel to China next week to continue negotiations aimed at resolving the two economic giants' ongoing trade war. The White House says a Chinese delegation will then travel to Washington for additional talks the following week. Washington and Beijing have been engaged in several rounds of talks since the start of the year to resolve a trade war that began last year when President Trump imposed punitive tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese imports to compel Beijing to change its trading practices. China has retaliated with its own tariff increases of $110 billion on U.S. exports. The Trump administration is also pushing China to end its practice of forcing U.S. companies to transfer their technology advances to Chinese firms. Police in northwestern Pakistan arrested a man and are hunting down his suspected associates for spreading unfounded rumors through fake social media videos that a polio vaccine led to fainting and vomiting. The man in custody teaches at a private school near Peshawar City, is seen in the Twitter videos instructing his students to faint and pretend to be sick from the oral polio vaccine. World Health Organization officials say Peshawar is the most stubborn hotbed of the polio virus. Angola's Luanda province, home of the nation's capital, struggling to provide clean water for all its residents. We get more from Elizabeth Casimiro.
Luanda province is surrounded on three sides by water, the Bengo and Kwanza rivers and the Atlantic Ocean. But only half of its 8 million inhabitants have access to clean running water. The United Nations Children's Agency says nationwide, 44% of Angolans still do not have access to clean water. The public water company of Luanda, EPAL, admits there is a serious water shortage. Luanda's water company says financial issues have slowed progress, but production projects in the works will eventually improve access to clean water. Elizabeth Casimiro for VOA News, Luanda.
The U.S. Justice Department has indicted two Chinese nationals accused of working together to steal trade secrets from General Electric. One suspect pleaded not guilty Tuesday in federal court in New York, while the other is believed to be in China. One of the suspects worked as an engineer at General Electric's power and water plant in Schenectady, New York. Prosecutors say the two defendants knew their activities would benefit the Chinese government. Both face 25 years in prison and fines topping $5 million if convicted. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.